Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 20th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Banco Santander has launched a cross-border payments app, Pagofx, in the UK, taking on the might of rival fintech unicorn TransferWise. Launched as a standalone company, Pagofx allows UK residents with a debit card issued by any UK bank or financial institution to send money abroad using just their smartphone. Netflix, whose value soared past that of Disney on Thursday as its shares hit an all-time high, for a market capitalization close to $200 billion, its shares are down nearly 5% so far today though. Netflix has streaming hits for the lockdown like Tiger King, and while it has shut down work on all of its productions, this is still a golden age for watching. Amazon unveiled a new speaking style which is geared toward developers building apps with spoken content and is facilitated through a text-to-speech model that's been updated to read content aloud with more natural pauses. According to Catherine Gao, Amazon's product marketing manager for Alexa, it's only available in the US and is geared toward longer-form content like podcasts, storytelling in games, articles, and more. Facebook plans to introduce the Facebook Gaming mobile app on Monday, the social network said, in its most decisive move into the video game business, as people seek entertainment during the pandemic. The free app caps several years of investment at Facebook, which said more than 700 million of its 2.5 billion monthly users already engaged with gaming content. The app is designed largely for creating and watching live gameplay, a fast-growing online sector where Facebook is battling Amazon's Twitch, Google's YouTube and Microsoft's Mixer services. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.